you ever tried to run away from God? I mean, you've experienced his amazing grace and his mercy, but then one day you try to go with the Frank Sinatra approach of, I did it my way. A lot of people who believe in Jesus get to that point at some stage. Well, we don't invest all that much in our relationship with God. Our prayer times slip away, our Bible reading evaporates, church either becomes a ritual or completely non-existent. And so what was once this powerful reality of God in our lives fades, perhaps to the point where you wonder whether he still exists. And eventually you get to the point where you think you can run off and do life your own way. But you know how that ends, right? All of a sudden, it all collapses in a screaming heap, and you realize what a stupid thing you just did. And then you start wondering to yourself, what's God thinking? Will he ever have me back? Boy, am I in trouble. And that right there is what stops many a person from turning back to God. The technical term for that is repenting. Me, I went on for years like that, almost 2 decades, because I was afraid that he'd punish me and reject me if I came back to him. And the longer I left it, the less I believed he even existed, yet the more it kept eating away at me. So if you ever find yourself at that point, I'd ask you to remember this promise from God, Romans chapter 11, verse 29. God never changes his mind about the people he calls. He never decides to take back the blessings that he's given them. In another translation, it's put this way, the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. That's the whole point of God's grace and God's mercy towards you. He never shuts it off any more than a good father would ever reject his child, no matter what that child happens to have done. So if you're hovering off at a distance from God, worried about what he'll say, worried about whether or not he'll take you back, take his word to heart. Keep short accounts with God and cast yourself completely on his mercy and his grace. God never changes his mind. That's God's word, fresh for you today.